It's time for Feel the Flow on New Thought Media Network. I'm Terry Choice, and I'm going to be doing an hour show all about nature. I've got some great songs for you and also some words of inspiration. We're going to start off today with The Sound of Sunshine, and it's by Michael Franti.
I wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock. They say there may be rain, but the sun is hot. I wish I had some time just to kill today. And I wish I had a dime for every bill I got to pay. Some days you lose, you win. And the water's as high as the time to win. So I jump back in where I learned to swim. Try to keep my head above it the best I can. That's why here I am, just waiting for this storm.
May the long time sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and the pure light that's within you guide your way. Shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light that's within you in you. Guide your way home. May the long time sun shine upon.
You just heard two Sunshine songs, Michael Franti and Spearhead, and May the Long Time Sun by Sarah Thompson. I have a reading now from a book called Go In and In, Poems from the Heart of Yoga by Dana Folds. And this one is called Stardust. From a crowded firmament of constellations, a galaxy reaches out to stroke my cheek with a single spiral finger. One star speaks. Life is not a test. There is no key to find or door to open. Self-improvement is not the point. There is only awakening. And one day, you will all awaken to the rapture of the great lovemaking, when the heart of everything is revealed as you, when the myth of separation is burned to ash in the searing flame of truth. A lifetime of forgetfulness erased in an instant of remembering. The beloved enters, takes me in a whirl of tenderness and bliss. In that moment, two are one, and one is everything. Stars and souls are whole, unbroken, flowing motion. What is wrapped in skin or cloaked in form has no birth or death or destination. The star speaks to me again. The seeds of love sown an eternity ago are blooming now. There has always been divinity, and this at last is who we are. Love in endless consummation. Love, not limitation, is the truth. Then, with a rush of wind like countless wings, I am left to sit in stillness with the taste of stardust sweet upon my lips. And that was Dana Folds. Have a star song for you now. This is called Falling Stars, and it's by a Canadian First Nations woman named Leela Gilday. And the name of the CD is North Star Calling. And after that, we're going to stay up in the sky for another song. It's Shake the Moon by Acres and Acres from their CD, Truth and Sky.
Calling me home to Denendeh, Masichon, now it's in there. Joyful times on starlit nights. See. each other. Now it's in there. Mass each other. Now it's in there.
Came down on the whole damn thing.
You just heard two songs by Canadians. There was Leela Gilday with Falling Stars and Shake the Moon, Acres and Acres. Next, I have a song with a message. As all of us know, the environment is definitely in trouble. Nature has been under attack in many, many parts of the world by technology, by big industries, by greed. And it's especially in the Amazon in South America, it's a really, really dire situation. So I have a song by a group called the Nylons. We all know them as the a cappella group, and they have done a really wonderful song called Amazon.
Somewhere on the edge of time, you hear a plaintive song. Remembering a way of life that seemed to go on and on and on.
On and on.
What can we offer them now in a world that has turned from gray? The jungle is burning so fast, the smoke can be seen from space.
Oh.
Whoa. City streets within these jungle walls, it's so hard to breathe. I've heard the news and it's been eating at me. They're tearing down the last of the Amazon trees. The poor have need of the land, they say, but the soil is thin and ends up blowing away. What about a million years of history and the creatures who inhabit this great mystery? We've got to buy back the Amazon. We've got to give the earth a chance to carry on. If it's money they need, let's give them all that they want. We've got to buy back the Amazon.
Away.
You just heard We'll Find a Way, and it was sung by a group of people from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and they call themselves Planet Atlantic. You can find that on YouTube. It's an absolutely stunning video, and it's all about how we have to take care of this earth and that there are ways that each and every one of us can make a difference to make this planet cleaner and better. And now I'm going to play a song by a very, very special woman to me. It's written by Carolyn McDade, who was one of my mentors and heroes. It's called We of Earth. Was We of Earth, and it was sung by Carolyn McDade and friends. If you would like to read more about the lyrics of that song, check out the Earth Charter. Google it. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal declaration of what we all need to do to make this world healthy and happier. We're going to move on to some beach and water songs. So we're going to start off with Stone and Sand and Sea and Sky is performed and written by the Rose Vaughn Trio, and they hail from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Stone and sand and sea and sky, rest my heart and please my eye. I will go and not ask why. Stone and sand and sea and sky. Early morning rise and walk. Listen to the sea stone talk. Wild geese flock above me high. stone and sand and sea and sky. Soon the wind is holding me, clears my mind so easily. Something broken mends in me. Hold me till the day I die. Storm and sand and sea and sky. Stone and sand and sea and sky. I am free to laugh and cry. I feel the spirit lift me high. Stone and sand and sea and sky. Stone and sand and sea and sky. Rest my heart and please my eye. I will go and not ask why. Stone and sand and sea and sky. I will go and not ask why. Stone and sand and sea.
Time will blow. beneath that moonlit sky. Take me back to the place that I know. On the beach, yeah, yeah. On the beach, on the beach.
We just heard On the Beach by Chris Rea. And coming up, we have got Kalita, and she's washing her feet in that river of Jordan.
Washed my feet in the river of Jordan, sung sweet songs. Washed my feet in the river of Jordan, the holy water was warm. Washed my feet in the river of Jordan, sung the Lord of the dance, said he. And when my time has come and I go home, I know just where I'll be. Washing my feet in the river of Jordan that leads to Galilee. Oh, I wanna see. Go home, I know just where I'll be.
And that was Kalita with River of Jordan. We're going to go on to a bird song next, and I'm going to prelude that with a poem by Dana Folds called Turn Your World Red. Cardinal calls me from the railing of the deck. Turn your world red, he says. Insistent, beckoning. Risk life outside your hard-earned walls and windows. Cast aside caution, propriety, and your too small sense of what you can and cannot do. Fly! I tell you that the sky knows no constraints. All you are or can be comes clear in the near approach of clouds. Fly! That which you fear the most holds your deepest teaching. Let your spirit be the bridge between safety and release. Soar to the far end of what is known from dawn to twilight. Then throw yourself at the whim of the wild night winds. Turn your world red and live with no regrets. Fly, and if you are blown off course, just change your destination. Choose to land wherever your 2 feet are standing. And that is by Dana Folds from her book, Go In and In. And now, Redwood Blackbird by David Francie.
Red-winged blackbird down my road. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird. Red-winged blackbird down my road. He'll be there beside the river when winter finally breaks its bones. He'll be king among the rushes. He'll be master of his home. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird. Red-winged blackbird down my road. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird. Red-winged blackbird down my road. Safe as Moses in the rushes, builds its home on the river wide. Every time I hear him singing, makes me feel like spring in sight. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird down my road. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird down my road. Thank you. used to. And where he went, I went to last year. Of how he's going back there too. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird down my road. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird down my road. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird down my road. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird down my road.
Love the winter, it gives meaning to the spring. In the sights and sounds of summer days, the earth teaches me to sing. As the gentle shades of autumn blend in with the first snowfall, I feel the rhythm of our life shine through like I hear the lone wolf call. The colors of our life are like the changing of the seasons. Just when I grow tired, it seems that new hope comes along. When I get to feeling as if my life has no meaning, you come to me always like the changing of the seasons. Passing of an old friend makes way for someone new. In this cycle I have learned the one thing I hold true. I cannot live forever in the comfort of the past, for in the changing of life's seasons is the only joy that lasts. Colors of my life are like the changing of the seasons. Just when I grow tired, it seems that new hope comes along. And when I get the feeling as if my life has no meaning, you come to me always like the changing of the seasons. I tried to run, I tried to fly, find a better place. All the while, the joy of sunrise shined upon your face. When my life moves too fast and I need a place to hide, I turn around to run and find you right there by my side. The colors of my life are like the changing of the seasons. When I grow tired, it seems that new hope comes along. When I get the feeling as if my life has no meaning, you come to me always like the changing of the seasons.
That was Joe Jenks with Changing Seasons from his CD, The Phoenix. And coming up, we have got a song by Terry Kelly called In the Garden from his really wonderful CD called The Power of the Dream. Before that, I've got a reading from the book Go In and In by Dana Folds. It's called Black Eyed Susans. It's all here in this single stalk of black eyed Susans. 2 dozen small suns rising on a single stem. It's all here, the whole season of rain and dry days, a summer of sunlight, the waxing and the waning moon, crickets, spiders, and butterflies with stained glass wings. It's all here, buds and roots drawing earth blood up through stalk and shoots. Each blossom a universe, no galaxy greater than the ring of golden petals joined at the dark center. Answers not found in the fresh faces of the flowers are simply not worth seeking. And that is by Dana Folds, and her name is spelled DanaFaulds.
Think of all the people in your life who have left impressions on you. The ones who never let you down, and those who were there each time you lost your way. And all through your lifetime, you remember the ones who really cared, 'cause they were always there in the garden, where the flowers grow in the garden. The future will unfold. Thank God for the rivers and the mountains and the valleys down below. Thank God for the teachers of our children, so the garden can grow. Everybody knows that a garden needs attention to succeed. Without a firm and guiding hand, the tender sprout is lost among the weeds. And all through your lifetime, you remember those who guided you along until your roots were firm and strong in the garden, where the precious flowers grow in the garden. A better future will unfold. Thank God for the rivers and the mountains and the valleys down below. Thank God for the teachers of our children, so the garden can grow. Take time to say thank you. Let your teachers know you'll pass their gift along, so others may grow strong in the garden, where the precious flowers grow in the garden. Tomorrow will unfold. Thank God for the rivers and the mountains and the valleys down below. Thank God for the teachers of our children, so the garden can grow. So the garden can grow. so the garden can grow.
And that was Terry Kelly, In the Garden. You have been listening for the last hour to Feel the Flow, and I'm Terry Choice, and I'm really glad to be on New Thought Media Network. I have one last reading for everyone, and this is by the creator of New Thought Media Network, Reverend Robert Brzezinski, and every day he sends out little words of wisdom, and I'm going to read two of them. I feel so very blessed by the beauty all around me. I bask in the glory that is God's life. Life is a never-ending bounty of beauty in billions and billions of forms. Everything you can imagine is an expression of absolute beauty. We are surrounded by the beauty of God's life at every moment. Today, you are called to see the beauty in every moment and everyone. And the next one is, no matter where my eyes land this day, I see the magnificence of God expressing as all life. Every person, every animal, every plant, every stone exists as a perfect expression of the divine. Everything and everyone expresses God's life in the human world. Today, you are called to recognize and honor all of creation as a perfect expression of God. That's Reverend Robert Brzezinski. Have a wonderful week and be really, really good to each other.